in 32 years in the court, an important decision or decisions that came down from the court that affected our state? Are there any that would come to mind?
Yes, sir.
And what would that
be? One I did not write, but a colleague of mine wrote it, and I concurred, and I think it's the finest decision of the court I sit on. A woman in the panhandle put up a sign on her property adjoining a public highway, a sign that was visible to the motorists traveling on that highway. It said, "Get us out of the UN. And I believe, but the opinion doesn't include this, impeach Earl Warren. Certainly a right-wing American political sign. The Highway Commission did not like that sign and went to court to make her put it down. A judge in the panhandle, whom I knew very well, she's now deceased, his son is practicing law in Oklahoma City, said, I can't do that. Highway Commission, the woman who put up that sign has a First Amendment right of free speech, and what she used is political, her political free speech, which I am not allowed to curb. Our opinion, by Justice Hargrave, a colleague of mine, who has 4 weeks of seniority over me, were appointed by the same governor, said the local judge was right. He had no power to curb Mrs. Pyle's constitutional right of free political speech. And I am proud, extremely proud of my vote for that opinion, and I consider it the finest act I perform while a justice.
Wow, yeah.
And I am not against the United Nations, nor against Chief Justice Earl Warren.
Was there a decision handed down from the court in all your years, a major decision that you had major disagreement with?
Yes. And that was not too long ago. The Constitution of Oklahoma gives every governor the power to line item appropriations. And Governor Henry line item vetoed a bill that didn't allow any money, but told an agency of state government not to spend more out of its appropriation for this, that, and that. The majority opinion of 5 said that was a constitutionally acceptable line item veto. 4 of us said no. Another justice and I both wrote, and my reasons for disagreeing very seriously with the court was that the bill that the governor vetoed by a line item never allowed a dime of appropriations. So I think that the majority stretched in a serious way the line item veto power of our governor. And I think courts sit to keep everybody, including themselves, strictly within the powers the Constitution gives them. I would be just as avid to curb our own power as I would be to curb the power of other officials, including the chief executive governor of Oklahoma. That's our job. And that is the reason why I'm so disappointed that the majority allowed a line item veto to go beyond appropriations.
Mm-hmm.
because that enlarges the governor's constitutional power beyond the words of the Constitution.